Blog
Talk Radio. Well, here we are again. It's always such a pleasure. Remember when you tried to kill me twice? Oh, how we laughed and laughed. Except I wasn't laughing. Under the circumstances, I've been shockingly nice. You want your freedom taken. That's what I'm counting on. I used to want you dead, but now I only want you gone. She was a lot like you, maybe not quite as heavy. Now little Carolyn is in you too.
Ah, lovely GLaDOS.
Yes, GLaDOS. GLaDOS, she's so mean. Oh.
You sound like that guy with his daughter.
She's horrible. No wonder we tried to kill her.
I haven't tried to kill her yet. I'm working my way up to it.
Yes, it is Friday. Beautiful Friday.
None too soon.
I know, right? Oh, it's the weekend. Yay, it's the weekend. And boy, are there a lot of stories out there today. And so many of them are like just stories of the stupid. Oh my God, people. I don't know what is wrong with some of you people.
Crack is a hell of a drug is what's wrong with people.
It's got to be something because this is just outrageous. Yes, and I totally said that with a southern accent. Yeah.
Not really. You sound like your necklace is too tight. Are you okay?
Shut up, Corey. Shut up, Corey.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, everybody, it is Friday, and you are listening to Lunch with Ginger and Corey, and I am Corey.
And I'm Ginger, I guess, today.
Yeah, totally trading places today. Whee! Wacky Friday. All right, so I go first? You go first? I can go first?
Always you.
All right, I will go first. I am pulling this story from GamePolitics.com this morning. And, oh my God, my say people in China, I don't know what's wrong with you. I don't know if it's the water or the communism or what, but wow. 17-year-old sells kidney for iPad 2.
No, yeah. You didn't say that. You didn't say
that. I totally just said that. A 17-year-old boy identified only by the surname of Xing, which I may be saying wrong, from the Anhui province of eastern China, reportedly sold one of his kidneys to finance the purchase of an iPad 2 tablet. Xing scoured the internet looking for a way to make money and found a buyer who offered to pay him 22,000 yuan, yeah, whatever, which is $3,000 for his organ. Xing said, I wanted to buy an iPad 2 but could not afford it. A broker contacted me on the internet and said he could help me sell one kidney for 20,000 yuan.
Wow.
Yeah, the operation took place in late April without his parents' knowledge or consent.
Oh.
His mother became suspicious when Xing came home with a new iPad 2 and an iPhone. When she questioned her son, he finally told the truth about where he came up with the funds to buy the Apple hardware. She immediately contacted police. An investigation is underway, but police say they have yet to locate the broker.
Oh,
he's
wow.
Lucky he came home at all.
Yeah, he is, because they could have taken a lot more than a kidney and just left
exactly.
him there to bleed to death. That's,
yes.
That's hardcore.
That is crazy. That is just, that's addiction right there. That's what that is.
Well, you can't say addicted because he didn't have one. So.
Oh, all right, something. Wow. Why? I understand you only need one to live, but what if the other one fails you later down the road and you gave your one away for an iPad 2 that's going to be outdated in, what, 6 months?
Well, then he'll be on the other side of the brokering, paying that money back to get his kidney is what he'll be doing.
Yeah. So, wow. That is crazy.
Well.
And they got a nice picture, too, of somebody. Well, I don't know if it's him. It looks like it could be because it's, you know, Chinese, of a boy with a scar across his abdomen where a kidney was taken out.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Why does an apple do something?
What is apple supposed to do? I don't know. Your stupidity.
Somebody needs to do something. That's not right.
That is not right. China, this is one of the many, many, many issues I have with you. And we just got dropped off 3 more servers there.
Of course. Those damn Americans. All right, more PSN apocalypse. It's getting worse.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Poor Sony.
The Sony Pictures website has been hacked, but this is not the first time. And everybody's happy. It's not the gaming division. Our friends at GamePolitics.com said that the group that recently hacked the PBS website called Lulzek has claimed responsibility for hacking SonyPictures.com, saying they have compromised the personal information of more than 1 million users. The group recently infiltrated PBS servers to post fake news stories and password dumps. That's just not right. The group had threatened to target Sony earlier in the week. Among other things, we also compromised all admin details of Sony Pictures, including passwords, along with 75,000 music codes and 3.5 million music coupons. That's on their website called pastebin.com. Some reports suggest that the group posted some personal information from the site, such as usernames, passwords, physical addresses, and email addresses, and they couldn't post all of the information because of the sheer volume. The latest hack comes just as Tim Schafe, president of Sony Network Entertainment International, testified before Congress and relaunched the PlayStation Store. He says, without further assistance, we're all going to have a world of hurt in this internet economy, and we would appreciate your assistance. Now, this is what he told the House Energy and Commerce Subcommittee. Schafe also offhandedly blamed hacking a group anonymous for attacks on the PlayStation Network, but said that no credit card data had been compromised that they knew of. He says, by targeting Sony, this hacking group has also declared war on anyone that ever signed up for a membership on Sony-related website. So if you have an account on one of Sony's sites, now might be a good time to make sure you don't use the same usernames or passwords for any sites or services. That's also via PC Magazine. That's not good.
No, that's not. All right, I've got another story of the stupid. And honestly, I'm going to say I'm not even for sure if this one is true. I'm trying to track down the actual source. But I'll go with it anyways, because it's amusing. And I can so totally see it happening. Xbox gamer allegedly tricks SWAT team into investigating rival's home. Yeah. An online gaming disagreement turned into a nightmare for a gamer who refused to do the bidding of a person he spoke to over Xbox Live. The victim alleges a rival somehow discovered his name, address, and phone number, then falsely reported a murder-suicide at his home, causing a SWAT team to descend on his home.
Oh, my God.
The Register Guard of Eugene, Oregon reports police determined the call was bogus, and the victim said he ticked the caller off by refusing to give him in-game content while playing the Xbox Live indie game Fortress Craft. The culprit allegedly used software to make it appear as though the 911 call came from the victim's home. Police say that they were unable to trace where the actual call came from. The victim said that he was threatened before the 911 call was made. Said he brought it to my attention. He brought it to my attention like, I have this information on you. You should protect it. Yes. People, watch what you share online. Seriously. Creepers. Yeah, and I'm trying to find out. I mean, I want to know whether or not this is true, because, I mean, I could see it happening.
It's easy enough to do.
Oh, yes, here we go.
You found something good about it?
Yes. Eugene police said they had no choice Monday night but to take seriously a 911 caller's starting claim that he had just shot his father inside a River Road area apartment and was about to kill himself. It sounded like a critical call, police spokeswoman Melinda McLaughlin says. 14 police officers arrived at the Riviera Village complex on Corliss Lane in response to the 9:23 p.m. emergency call. They left the scene after determining that the report suggesting a potential murder-suicide had occurred was bogus. Investigators suspect the 911 caller obtained the name, address, and telephone number of a man who lived at the apartment, then used that information to retaliate against the tenant after the pair squabbled while playing an online game on their Xbox video systems. The apartment resident, a 26-year-old man who spoke with the Register Guard on condition of anonymity, said he was targeted because he refused to give another player content that he had created for a game called Fortress Craft. He tried to twist my arm over something relatively small in the game. For the past several years, cyber criminals have settled scores with foes by swatting, the name given to a telephone scheme that involves calling 911 to fake an emergency that could draw a police SWAT team response. Swatters often manipulate computer and phone equipment to make it appear that a fake emergency call is coming from a victim's home or business. That's basically what led to Monday night's police response to the Riviera Village. Police consider the 26-year-old apartment tenant a crime victim, but investigators don't know if they'll be able to track down the person who made the 911 call. Says we can't tell where the call originated. The victim says he thinks more than one person was involved in the hoax and has begun his own investigation to identify the people responsible. He said he hopes to share what he learns with the police. He said he's not sure how his personal information was compromised in the first place, but said the person with whom he had sparred while playing Fortress Craft had informed him previously that his name and address could be found online.
Oh, threat.
See, that's not good. The man said he was pleased with the way the police handled the situation on Monday night. He said he and his girlfriend were detained and handcuffed while officers with guns drawn searched their residence to make sure that no crime had occurred there. It may have been a more intense experience had the victim not found out before police arrived that officers were headed to his home. The victim said he'd learned from a friend who phoned him immediately after hearing someone make the 911 call, while the friend shared a vocal chat room with the culprit. Wow. McLaughlin confirmed that the police received a call while officers were en route to Riviera Village, asserting that the initial report was a hoax. The victim said that while he has some computer expertise, Monday was the first time he had ever heard the term swatter to describe someone who calls 911 to falsely report an emergency at another person's home. Wow. He says, I really messed with the wrong guy. No, honey, you didn't mess with the wrong guy. The guy's just messed up in general. Who does mm-hmm. this kind of thing?
I wish I could say I was shocked.
I wish I could say, too, and I was hoping it was going to come out that it was a hoax, and it's not a hoax. Well, the call was a hoax, but the whole story is not a hoax. Somebody did this. Why would you do this? And over virtual items in a game.
Again, wish I could say I was shocked.
It's just, people and shallow gene pools. All right. So that's the end of that story. That is just nuts and crazy. And I don't know what's wrong with people.
Again, I went out crack. All right. So EA has announced today their new EA's direct-to-consumer gaming platform called Origin. It's available now at origin.com. Origin is where gamers can go to find and purchase and download all the best content from EA. There's more than 150 games currently available on Origin, and in the months ahead, Origin will be the place to purchase and download exclusive limited edition copies of the highly anticipated EA games, including Battlefield 3, FIFA 12, and as well as content from EA partners, including Alice, Madness Returns, and 38 Studios, Kingdoms of Amalur: Reckoning. Later this year, digital downloads of Star Wars: The Old Republic will be available exclusively on Origin. Also launching today is the Origin Beta application. Again, this is available for download currently at origin.com. The Origin Beta is a desktop application that will be users' direct connection to the best content from EA and offer the ability to create and manage a personal community of gamers. Through the Origin Beta application, users, of course, will be able to find and connect with their friends and see what they're playing, digitally download and play PC games straight from EA. If you visit today, they're saying you can set up your profile and download the beta application and begin browsing any available titles or pre-order upcoming games. In addition, exclusive game content and trailers for upcoming EA titles will also be available on Origin, including Mass Effect 3, SSX, Madden NFL 12, Need for Speed, The Run, Star Wars The Old Republic, which I just mentioned, The Sims 3, and Battlefield 3. This seems like the shot in the foot to me. If you're going to offer these things exclusively via your store, that means you're not going to have them on Steam or any place like that. Is it going to cost less if we order it from there? Or, you know, what's going to be the reason for getting this as opposed to using Steam or Direct to Drive or any of those is what I'm wondering.
I don't know. All right, my go. is it my go? Thanks, my go.
Yes, it's your go.
Yay. Tennessee passes web entertainment theft bill. The Associated Press is, I'm sorry, pulling this from GamePolitics.com because I love you guys. The Associated Press is reporting that Tennessee lawmakers have passed a bill that makes it a crime to log into any other person's account to listen to songs or movies from services such as Netflix or Rhapsody.
What?
Yeah. The law doesn't make a distinction between logging in with or without the account holder's permission either. The bill only needs the governor's signature to become law. The AP reports that Governor Bill Haslam is expected to sign the bill. As you can probably guess, the law was heavily pushed by the music industry in the state, looking for a new way to fight against illegal music sharing. Wow. While the bill was supposedly meant to target hackers and those that sell passwords of such services online, the bill's sponsor admits that it could be used to target those who use a friend's or relative's subscription. The bill is an expansion of an existing law in the state used to prosecute people who steal cable television or leave restaurants without paying for their meals. It adds the term entertainment subscription service to the list of services protected by state law. Blog All Lawyers has some interesting commentary on the law here, which I did read. Yes, they do. Wow, they really tear it apart. You can check that out over at blog.all-lawyers.info. They seem to think that this law features a heavy fine and is a felony charge. Fines aside, this law is wrongheaded because services such as Netflix and Hulu Plus certainly have the ability to terminate your service or levy charges against you if you violate their terms of service.
So why do we need the law is the question.
Knee-jerk reaction. And, well, the music industry trying to take every last penny we have. You know, I don't mind. I mean, especially because these services are technically not physical. Say you're at a friend's house, you've paid for the service, you'd like to watch a movie with a friend. What's the difference than going out and renting a movie and taking it to your friend's house?
Exactly.
As, you know, turning on their Wii and, you know, putting in your code and watching a movie that you've paid for there.
Yeah, you have the ability to say, you know, don't save the login information so they can't use it when you leave. It's kind of overkill.
Yes, yes, it is overkill. And this is a waste of money. I agree. This is a waste of taxpayers' money. This is just dumb. You people, Tennessee. Ugh.
You people, Tennessee. Well, we'll see how that goes. Let's hope. It's just in Tennessee, right? I'm hoping they're not trying to pass that anywhere.
It's just in Tennessee so far. I guess we'll see. I'm sure if one state's trying to push it, there are others that have it as well.
ECA, need to step up.
Yes, you do.
All right. Well, more EA news because they sent me a ton this morning.
EA news!
Well, for the first time, they're saying The Sims brings fully controllable pets to your console, handheld, or on your PC, Mac. Man's best friend is now your Sims best friend. Aww. They announced The Sims 3 Pets. This is the newest title from the critically acclaimed studio that created The Sims 3. It is an entirely new standalone game for your Xbox 360, your PlayStation 3, your Nintendo 3DS, or for your PC Mac system. It enables everyone to play as they want, whether it's the builder who creates the ultimate pet sanctuary, the achiever who solves all the mysteries in town, the experimenter who has a lone sim in a house full of cats, really, or the storyteller who expresses himself through the adventures of his sims and their pets. The Sims 3 Pets marks the biggest undertaking in their franchise's history, melding the best of Sims 3 and even deeper player experience with the addition of pets. That's from Scott Evans, the general manager over at the Sims Studio. He also says for the first time ever, players will be able to play as their pets and see life through their eyes. Oh, this does not look like a good one to me, guys. I'm going to fail miserably.
Mm-hmm.
You can take creativity by the reins and play out the stories that they want to tell, whether it's the single guy in the dog park picking up women or the criminal overlord and her cat. Across all platforms, the Sims 3 Pets players will be able to create, customize, and control over 100 different kinds of cats, dogs, like the Australian Shepherd and the Maine Coon, and can breed and share them with friends, providing endless possibilities to create new and exciting breeds. Each platform brings a new world for players to explore with the Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 versions, where players will unlock achievements by solving mysteries around town. The Nintendo 3DS will, with new lots, you know, I'm just going to say, I don't want to read the rest of this.
It's so bad, we're just not even going to read the rest of it. Sorry.
Horrible. They're saying, of course, now if you want to, you can pre-order to get the limited edition game. This is not going to do well, people. There's no point in making this. This is one of those times when I said they keep expanding on the Sims 3 the Sims franchise and they don't need to. You know, part of the love that people have for The Sims is that they can create their own stories. Now you're creating them and telling them how to play The Sims, and they never like that. They never do. That's why all the other incarnations of The Sims, My Island, and things didn't go over well. So this one's not going to work out too well, I'm going to tell you. You can ask for pre-orders all you want. Ain't going to happen.
Yeah.
Boo. Okay.
Boo. Boo EA. Boo EA. We don't like you anyways. Wow, that was almost sounded a little cheerleading there. All right. The Witcher 2, Assassins of Kings version 1.2, now available. CD Projekt Red, the creator of distinctive non-linear RPG experiences, announces the release of a new patch for The Witcher 2, Assassins of Kings, that upgrades the game to version 1.2. It implements more than 30 significant additions, improvements, and fixes, plus a number of lesser ones. The full list of changes can be found at en.thewitcher.com, /patch1-2. Version 1.2 of The Witcher incorporates several downloadable content packs. A highlight is the completely new Barbers and Coiffuses DLC, which adds the option to use hairstyling services in the game, and thus the possibility for the main character to have a total of 6 different looks. A video showing these haircuts may be viewed at thewitcher.com, which you can go check that out. In addition, 6 previously released DLCs are now automatically installed as natural parts of the game. Some of these provide equipment and other items that can be quite helpful right from the start of play in the prologue. Adam Badowski, development director at CD Projekt Red, commented, "Making a very good game is, in my opinion, equaled in importance by the need to offer strong ongoing support, especially on a platform as complex as the PC. I hope providing 2 major patches within barely more than 2 weeks after release demonstrates our dedication to supporting The Witcher 2 over the long term. What's more, this is just one small sign of our commitment to this guiding direction. PC gamers can expect more goodies from us in the future, and of course we won't charge for them since we feel it's our duty to improve and enhance the game for both current and future players. The game now patches to version 1.2 automatically during a fresh installation and through the auto-patching option for the game launcher if version 1.1 is already installed. Any players who installed and also activated their games but did not apply patch 1.1 can do so manually from, again, en.thewitcher.com/patch. Da-da-da-da-da-da. The Witcher 2 was released internationally for the PC in mid-May. It has been received exceptionally well by gamers and media alike and sold through 400,000 copies in its first week. Wow, that's crazy. An Xbox 360 adaptation was announced yesterday and will be shown behind closed doors at the E3 trade show next week. I'd like to see that. All right, so anyways, that's awesome. Again, this is The Witcher 1.2, now available.
Yay.
Yeah, it just sounds so excited. It's like Friday. Friday. We are so mellow. Just mellow.
Well, I got a throat full of lovely Texas air. That's what I have. Yay, fun. Okay, so Kojima, the lovely mind behind Metal Gear Solid and all those lovely franchise. Mm-hmm. His studio has unveiled a new engine which will power the company's next game in pre-E3 Konami showcase. Kojima spoke about the new engine as a key factor in shortening multi-platform development times and said that he hopes it will become the best in the world. This is over at gamesindustry.biz. 2011, he said, would be a year of preparations, and with more news on his title to be expected in 2012, of course. At the end of March, he was promoted to vice president at Konami Digital, which gave him more creative freedom at the company. Also at their showcase at E3, there's going to be a new NGP-based Silent Hill game, a PS3 and Xbox 360 Metal Gear Solid collection. And yes, a teaser for a new Contra title. You guys remember that game from back in the 90s?
Mm-hmm.
Kojima also confirmed the long suspected Metal Gear Solid Peace Walker HD port to the PlayStation 3.
Ooh.
I will not be playing that. Sorry, Kojima.
Sorry, too many games. Not enough time.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yep. Paramount, cannot talk today, people. I swear, I slept I slept good, too. Paramount Digital Entertainment unveils Star Trek, action-adventure co-op game casting players as Kirk and Spock to debut next week at the E3 2011. Paramount Digital Entertainment confirmed today that Star Trek will be coming to the Xbox 360, the PlayStation 3, and Windows PC in summer of 2012. With an original story and unprecedented co-op experience, the game casts players as Kirk and Spock for the first time ever. The game, which continues the adventure that director and producer J.J. Abrams envisioned with Star Trek, boasts a standalone story filled with action-packed combat as Kirk and Spock must work together to stop a legendary enemy race bent on conquering the galaxy. Tom Lisinski, president of Paramount Digital Entertainment, says, "Star Trek challenges the boundaries of co-op gameplay with a galactic adventure that gamers and fans have never experienced. Working closely with the Star Trek filmmaking team throughout development, the game is sure to deliver AAA production values. A wide variety of gameplay and all the action you would expect from the hit franchise. This will be the definitive Star Trek gaming experience." You know, they say that with every one.
so with every game.
Yeah, pretty much. "Star Trek features an original story by BAFTA award winner and God of War writer Marion Krosick? I'm sorry if I killed your name. In collaboration with the writer-producers of the new Star Trek films, Bob Orsi and Alex Kurtzman. The game is under development by Digital Extremes, Bioshock 2, Unreal Tournament, Dark Sector, The Darkness 2. Working closely with Bad Robot, KO, which is, I guess that's Knockout Paper Products, and Damon Lindelof, and published by Paramount Digital Entertainment. Through a license with CBS, Star Trek will be available in stores sometime 2012. Yay! So if you're a big Star Trek fan, you're getting a new game.
Yay!
Hopefully this one's good. I don't know.
You know what? I sound like the yay that they do in Second Life. Yay!
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it doesn't really sound like a yay.
All right. Well, today UTV Ignition Games has announced the awe-inspiring action adventure title El Shaddai: Ascension of the Metatron, which will be available in the UK and European territories, not here. In September, on the 9th of September, to be more accurate, following a wildly successful launch.
I tell you, I don't know what's going on.
Tongue twister. See, I can even say tongue twister. Following a wildly successful launch in the game's native Japan at the end of April, gamers across the world will be able to experience the jaw-dropping art style, a captivating storyline, and innovative gameplay when it releases in September for the Xbox and also for the PlayStation 3. As, of course, to celebrate the street date announcement, UTV Ignition released a brand new trailer, which we have up in a series of screenshots, and I'm still working on getting up for you, that reveal gameplay and combat details that have yet to be seen. In the trailer, viewers will be able to will be introduced to Uriel, one of the four archangels assigned to watch over and guide Enoch through his quest to capture the souls of seven renegade angels who have abandoned heaven for earth. In times of especially stressful combat, players will be able to summon Uriel and deliver even more powerful attacks against the game's mightiest foes. El Shaddai: Ascension of the Metatron will be playable on the floor at this year's E3 Expo, or actually just at E3, along with a full lineup of to-be-announced titles at UTV Ignition booth. They are at 5500 in the West Hall, if you want to go and check that out. Again, this is from Tokyo, not an American company. They're saying they're the ones who made Devil May Cry, so those of you who are a fan of that series will probably really like this. And then, of course, this is the second try at a game based on the Bible, Old Testament.
Yeah.
So let's see what their take is on it. This could be interesting.
Yeah, you tend to like those kind of things.
Usually they have been doing a horrible job with the whole biblical games. And I never get to try that, the one that's online. I haven't gotten to try that one yet either. But this one, maybe. The trailer looks nice. So we'll see what they do.
I'm looking for my story. Why do I have this open three times? All right. Anyways, I'm going to go with this other one because it seems like my other one's disappeared. EA highlights Bok. No, that's not it. Sourcebyte celebrates E3 and WWDC with free apps for all. Daily Deeds, Nightstand, The Plateau, and more are free for a limited time. In a celebration of both E3 and Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference, SourceBits has announced that it will be making a number of its most popular apps free on iOS devices for a limited time. Users will be able to download Climate, Daily Deeds, Fun Booth 2, Nightstand, The Plateau, and Valentine's all for free from June 6th through the 10th. Users need only to head to the App Store page of the product they want and then hit the download button. To make things even easier, SourceBits reps will be passing out cards with QR codes redeemable for free copies of each app at WWDC. Just scan and you're all set. This is a limited time offer, so be sure to act now for major savings. All apps go back to their regular prices on June 11th, so he who hesitates is lost. What better way to celebrate a week of gaming and tech than with free stuff? We couldn't think of anything, so enjoy a bunch of apps on us. Yay, and that is sourcebits.com, and I have not heard of any of those games before. So,
well, they're hoping that you will after this.
Yeah, to pull up my iPhone, download some, and check them out. Free game. Can't go wrong with free games.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Well, all right, this is true. This is very true. We've had some free games. Not very good.
Yeah, you can go wrong. It's a possibility to go wrong. Horribly wrong. All right.
Horribly wrong.
Well, OnLive has unveiled their Facebook integration today.
Yay.
And also an Intel hardware deal. OnLive has unveiled a host of new plans to push its cloud gaming service into more mainstream markets, including integrating its technology into Intel hardware, direct launching of games from Facebook, and the release of a wireless universal controller for multiple platforms. In the social space from June 7th, users will be able to launch games directly from Facebook, post brag clips of their performance. That sounds hot. Allowing friends to spectate in high definition and leave comments on their pages. This is from over at GameIndustry.com. No, I'd love to visit them. The OnLive Facebook integration is a watershed event for the video game industry. That's from Steve Perlman, who's the CEO over at OnLive. He says, no one questions the massive appeal of social gaming, but before OnLive, there was no frictionless way to integrate AAA's core titles into the global social network fabric. OnLive's Facebook integration not only achieves this, but OnLive's spectating voice chat and brag clips add a media-rich social dimension unlike anything that's existed before. OnLive is, of course, pushing the idea of high-end gaming anywhere with Facebook, and OnLive experiences are supported on PC, Mac, tablets, TVs, and in the future, smartphones.
Very cool.
Also, I left out IPTV and set-top boxes, Blu-ray, and other media players. Wow. The company is also updating its SDK for content creators to incorporate social features such as cross-device spectating and voice chat at the development stage. The streaming game service, which now boasts over 100 titles in its portfolio, is also teaming with Intel to offer access to high-end games on any Intel hardware with Atom processor CE4100, including smart TVs, Blu-ray players, and set-top boxes, doing away with the need for current micro-console TV adapter. Accompanying that announcement is the unveiling of a universal wireless controller, which will allow users to play with one peripheral across multiple devices. So one controller for all your... I don't know how they're going to do that with the Wii and stuff when they come out.
Mm-mm.
We've got to see how that's going to work. They're saying the service is already well underway here in the U.S. It's also confirmed an autumn rollout for game platforms in the U.K. and the European regions to follow. OnLive is also adding Disney Interactive titles to its lineup, including two games from the defunct studio BlackRock, Pure and Split Second. Should be interesting.
Should be.
Especially after E3, because you know we're getting new consoles this year, so I want to see
I cannot wait to see what new ones are coming out with.
Yeah, so we'll see how that works out. I don't know. you know, not my job to figure that one out. I guess they'll figure it out.
Nope. Our job's to buy them and play them.
Buy? You went too far. You went too far. You went too far today.
too far. Ginger, she's always going too far.
The necklace is way too tight.
Oh, shush, you talking about going too far. Final Fantasy VI, now available for PlayStation Network. Square Enix, the publisher of Square Enix Interactive Entertainment Products in Europe and other PAL territories, today announces Final Fantasy VI is now available for the PlayStation 3 and the PSP. system via the PlayStation Network, priced at whatever the little C sign is, $9.99, and whatever the little L sign is, $7.99.
Lendons.
Lendons.
No, I'm kidding. I don't know.
Cookies. Final Fantasy VI has become a fan favorite since its original Japanese release in 1994. By bringing the PlayStation version to the PSN, players can once again adventure through a beautiful world, choosing chocobos and zeppelins to aid their journey. Battles are brought to life by a host of lovable characters, offering the player an armory of skills, spells, and numerous weapons. All right, so tell us a little bit about Final Fantasy VI. Many centuries have passed since the War of the Magi. Civilizations have been rebuilt with iron, machines, and technology. For years, the Espers have existed only in ancient legends. Now an Esper has been discovered, and the forces of magic are beginning to return. The risk of another, more devastating war is about to surface. Yay! So way to go, you PS3 and PSP people. You get yourselves a new game. And more Final Fantasy for you Final Fantasy addicts.
Really?
Really, really. They are some addicts.
Do we want to play that? No. Well, you loosen heart, stirring up more trouble for E3.
Yeah, I saw that. You loosen heart.
Yeah, we can cover it and give them bad commentary. Loosenheart website. Well, they launched their website today. The official, it's actually a UK website, was launched with your adventure begins with a simple click is what they're saying. This is a free-to-play Zodiac-inspired MMO from publisher Game Mania, which is focusing on providing the very best social gaming experience, and the new website will give players their first taste of what's in store. The new website. The new website features everything an aspiring Lucent Heart adventure needs to know, from the backstory of Acadia and the goddesses Athea and Kadena, who fight for control over the Lucent Heart, to exclusive information on the game's features, news, updates, and trailers, and screenshots, and links to all the Lucent Heart social sites, plus the Bean Fun client site and new competition activities and prizes. With the summer launch of Lucent Heart fast approaching, the new website will become an invaluable addition to Lucent Heart's social MMO offering, providing the latest news and insights into the game. In addition, players will find out how the new Facebook Zodiac Matchmaker app, where you can see just which of your friends will be your most compatible teammates as you enter the realm of Arcadia. That would be interesting to have in any game, actually. There is a trailer, which I will add to our trailer feed there for you shortly. Both the website and Facebook Zodiac Matchmaker app will become vitally important to understanding the game and recruiting the best teammates as Lucent Heart conducts its very last closed beta test before launch. Exclusive Lucent Heart mounts will be awarded through promo codes, which are available from Lucent Heart partner websites and from Zodiac Matchmaker app itself. Starting from Thursday, the 9th through Sunday the 19th, the closed beta test will enable players to fully explore Acadia with their mounts, take part in competitions and quests, and socialize. I'm going to not talk about how that's spelled all kinds of wrong, with other budding adventurers, but visit the website to swat up on the game. Of course, you can keep up with the developments and find out about your promo codes at lucentheart.co.uk. You can also join the Lucent Heart Facebook page, which is Lucent. Oh, God. Yeah, we'll have to share this. I don't know how they're spelling this. Lucent Heart UK, it looks like. You can also follow them on Twitter, Lucent Heart UK. And they're saying, your adventure is written in the stars, and the first step is just one click away. Really? That's so corny. I don't think they're the same ones that made Arcane Heart, but I think it's the same kind of deal, you know, with the manga and Girls with the Big Boobs. But I'll share the trailer with you either way, so you can judge for yourself. You know, we don't like it. That doesn't mean you might not like it out there.
You never know. Not something I would play. All right, well, I can't exactly say, you know, I have anything against pixelated body parts.
No, you
but, but I can't say if you're going to push the game here in the U.S. as being some kind of girl empowerment fighting game.
No, that was Arcane Heart. No.
Oh, is that Let Arcane Heart?
It's Arcane Heart.
Oh, my bad. I am mistaken then. If I'm not, I withdraw my argument.
But it has the same feel as what we were... You know.
Oh, well, then I reinstate my argument.
And they did hint that they might have a booth babe of sorts at E3. Remember we were talking
at
about...
At least if you're going to have the booth babe, at least let her be knowledgeable and be a gamer.
Well, one hopes that she will be.
One hopes. All right, Nintendo 3DS to offer free Wi-Fi access at 25,000 locations nationwide.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. Alliances with Simon Property Group, AT&T, and Best Buy provide free connections coast to coast. From shopping centers and retail stores to coffee shops and airports all over the country, there will soon be 25,000 locations where people can enjoy free Wi-Fi access with the new handheld Nintendo 3DS system. As of June 7th, a new alliance with Simon Property Group, the country's largest owner, developer, and manager of high-quality retail real estate, will provide Nintendo 3DS owners with complimentary wireless connections at nearly 200 Simon shopping malls throughout the country. Nintendo 3DS users can also access hotspots at more than 1,000 Best Buy stores. Through an expanded agreement with AT&T, Nintendo 3DS users will be able to access... Nintendo 3DS users will have access to nearly 24,000 of AT&T's Wi-Fi hotspots. With these additional locations, Nintendo 3DS users can choose from a wider than ever variety of convenient places to connect their systems and enjoy unique downloadable content. Nintendo of America President Reggie Fils-Aim says, with thousands of free Wi-Fi access points through our alliances, Nintendo 3DS users across the country can instantly enjoy one-of-a-kind entertainment experiences wherever and whenever they like. In addition to a strong lineup of games and the ability to view 3D content without special glasses, the system makes it easy for people to connect with their surroundings and each other, even when they're away from home. Remember that Nintendo 3DS features parental controls that let adults manage the content their children can access. For more information about this and other features, you can visit Nintendo3DS.com.
Oh, that sounds nice.
Can those not connect just to any Wi-Fi hotspot?
Well, yeah. I mean, all of their stuff is Wi-Fi ready. So if there's a hotspot, you can. But I guess they're making it more secure, because remember, this one is completely internet ready, as opposed to the regular DS. There's Wi-Fi access, but there's no internet access with your regular DS. But this is your information. You can do your Facebook and all that good stuff from it. So I appreciate the safety. Thank you, Nintendo.
Well, that is cool then.
All right, it's time for a break. Yay.
Time for a break. Yay. Yes. And when you come back from the break, we've got some breaking news about a game that we don't even know the title of yet.
Ooh, hotness.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to want to see this.
Yes, grabbing pills. Dude, I need some caffeine pills or something.
This is going to be good. Francis! What?
We do not advocate the use of drugs here at Chemicals Ready.
Grabbing
peels. I was
going to
say that.
Pills there. Grabbing peels.
Woo!
Grabbing peels.
Yeah!
Grabbing peels. Peel, peel, peel.
Nice, nice. Down straight.
Oh! Nice, nice.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh! Nice, nice.
All right!
Remember, you can find this and other news on our website, GamerNatures.com, GamerGirlsRadio.com. If you love us, favorite us, and even if you don't, favorite us.
Yay! If you stop shooting me!
Nick, what was it? Oh, was it Ellis? Nick.
It was Nick. Ellis was just dying a lot. No, Nick was shooting us.
I think he doesn't like girls. Anyway.
I think he has my philosophy. You shoot everybody else in the knees and then you run.
Bait. Zombie bait.
Exactly.
This is true.
Come on, man. You want that one back there? This is clean. Look at that fresh blood.
In a zombie apocalypse, that's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
It's me or you.
Exactly. So, Ginger, what is this
game that you're talking about that we need
this
to know about?
This game. All right, let me find it. I just had it. All right, CD Projekt Red, working with, I'm probably going to say these names wrong. because you Euro people, you are so silly. All right, so CD Projekt Red working with Platigue Image Studio on a new project.
Mm-hmm.
CD Projekt Red, the creator of a uniquely nonlinear... Wait, I've already read that.
They got you, they got you.
No. Oh, this is different. It's just written similar. The one I was reading earlier was about the new Witcher 2 update. This is not the Witcher 2 update. This is something different.
Oh, well, sure.
I think they shared the same writer for this. Mm-hmm. All right. So the creator of uniquely nonlinear RPG experiences announces that it has begun collaborating with Prestige Image Studio on a new project. The first result of this cooperation is a trailer directed by Oscar-nominated Tomasz Beniski. It will be unveiled on Thursday, June 2nd, during the CD Projekt Summer Conference preceding the E3 trade show in Los Angeles, California. Adam Badowski, the Witcher 2 game director, says, working with Platige Image on the Witcher, on the first Witcher game left us with a great impression. They are truly amazing. Their work is clearly world-class. We are certain their video material will spice up our newest project, newest production. While a high-quality rendered movie takes a lot of work to produce and is short compared to the total gameplay time, it is very impressive and thus adds considerably to the overall mood of the game. Tomasz Beniski and his Platige Image Group were behind the cinematics for the first Witcher, which were nominated for Visual Effects Society Award. Tomasz Beniski says, I'm really happy to team up with the CD Projekt Red again and to return to the great Witcher family. Both our companies have developed a lot over the past years, and although our studio has worked on many interesting major projects, I remember our participation on the first Witcher very fondly. When the opportunity rose to collaborate again, I didn't have to think twice. The trailer we have prepared for E3 is the first fruit of our renewed cooperation. All right. I thought, sworn, this was about a new game.
Mm-hmm. You got us all excited for nothing.
I did, too. That tis me. It's not very nice to Ginger.
Same on Ginger. Well, I got good news I'm excited about. One of my favorite RPGs was always Ultima. I used to own all of them, or I probably do somewhere near. Who knows? If you recall, earlier this year, EA shut down. This is EA Friday. I don't know why. They shut down a number of Ultima 4 remakes, but wouldn't publicly say why. And they were well aware that, of course, if you could find Ultima anywhere on the internet. Several indie developers had made remakes, or they reworked the code to make it work better on certain operating systems. And today they told us why they did that. It's because they want to give it away free. We know they're lying. EA doesn't give away free things. As part of their 30-year anniversary of the series, to that end, EA and BioWare Mythic are offering a free PC download of the RPG Ultima 4, one of the most heralded RPGs in gaming history, I have to agree. The download, of course, is available at newly launched Ultima Heritage site, which is ultimaforever.com. For now, the Ultima Forever website offers the download for Ultima 4 Quest of the Avatar and some slight information on EA's MMO Ultima Online. Hopefully, they will offer more information in other classic Ultima games as well as Ultima Underworld in the future. This is from GamePolitics.com. On a related note, Good Old Games is offering the classic PC editions of Ultima Online. Why can't I read this properly?
Ultima
Underworld and Ultima Underworld 2. And the games, of course, have been remastered for your current operating system and are available today on GOG.com. Additional remastered Ultima titles will also be available on GOG in the future. Wing Commander, Privateer, and Dungeon Keeper are also available today. I'll be going to pick that up because I love me some Dungeon Keeper. And all 25 classic EA games are coming to Good Old Games, which is what GOG.com is. If it's actually free, great. I have a feeling that there's going to be a catch somewhere.
There is usually always a catch. You got to love these people.
There is always a catch with EA. There's something they're going to want. They're going to want your firstborn, your foot. I don't know. Now, here's something interesting. I go to ultimaforever.com, and there's no website there.
Uh-oh. EA, you're such a tease.
I don't know if this is them or Game Politics posting the wrong link, but there is, yeah.
All right, well, we talked about some illegal streaming earlier, and there's a brand new story that just popped up. Yes, yes. GamePolitics.com, Register of Copyrights, illegal streaming should be a felony. The new head of the U.S. Copyright Office says that illegal video streaming should be a felony. The new Register of Copyrights, Maria Palante, spent her first day testifying at a House Judiciary Committee hearing, giving her approval to the IP Enforcement Czar's recommendation that the government should stop treating illegal streaming offenses as unauthorized performances and start classifying it as a serious crime or unauthorized reproductions and distributions. The White House backs the IP Czar's recommendation. This would turn illegal streaming into a felony up from a less serious misdemeanor charge. Really, people? Come on. We don't have, you know, serial killers, rapists, child molesters to worry about. Palante said that the following before the House Judiciary Committee hearing. She says, one might ask why it's not sufficient to prosecute streaming as a misdemeanor. The fact is, as a practical matter, prosecutors have little incentive to file charges for a mere misdemeanor. No kidding. This means that compared to similar infringing conduct involving the large-scale making or distributing copies, of DVDs of a movie, streaming is not only a lesser crime on the books, it's a crime that may never be punished at all. As a matter of policy, the public performance right should enjoy the same measure of protection from criminals as the reproduction and distribution rights. Prosecutors should have the option of seeking felony penalties for such activity when appropriate. Yes, when appropriate. That's ever going to be used. As Ars Technica points out, an online stream is not necessarily a reproduction or distribution under the Copyright Act, but is instead a public performance, and such unauthorized public performances are currently held to a different legal standard. Yeah, you know what? We've got 1,000 other things we could be wasting our tax money on. We've got schools that are underfunded, and you are worrying about streams on the internet?
Very true.
Come on. Priorities, people. Priorities.
It's all a matter of trying to – I need to control my money. Okay, so while Ginger's been talking, I did manage to go over to GOG.com. These games are not free.
They're not free. They're liars.
Well, I found Ultima 1 and 2, and they want $9.99 for it. Dungeon Keeper is $5.99, so I would appreciate it if y'all quit lying to us. If it's not free, don't tell me.
Liar McLiarsons.
These are not free. They're $5.99 for Ultima 1 and 2. But did we not clearly say it looks to be free, unless Game Politics is misreporting, because they haven't actually sent us anything. I do have a lot of EA news in here that I'm kind of skipping over, but I don't see anything regards to this. Period. At all. Nothing. So I have no basis. Maybe I'll contact Game Politics and say, where'd you get this from? Because this is not free, and there's no website at that link. I'm trying to see if anybody down at the bottom had any good comments to tell us where to find the stuff. But no, nothing. So, guys, it's cheap. I'll say that much. At least it's cheap, but it's not free. So be aware. And there is no website at ultimaforever.com.
Be aware. Be very aware.
I'm checking one more thing before we get... No, there's no site. Sorry. Wow. Liar, liar, pants on fire.
All right. Well, since it's the weekend and we have a few minutes left, you always, you know, you want to know about good deals that are going on. This weekend at Direct2Drive, a Dashboard DLC. Save 15% on all downloadable game content purchased before 6/6 at 10 a.m. Add more gameplay to your favorite PC and Mac titles with DirectToDrive.com's Dash for DLC deal. Today through Monday, June 6th at 10 a.m. PDT, gamers will receive 15% off all DLC by using the following coupon code Extras in the U.S. or Extra 15 in the U.K. Available DLC for more than 100 games, including Total War Shogun 2, Warhammer 40,000, Magicka Vietnam, The Rise of Atlantis, Call of Atlantis, and Atlantis Quest. Finally, drop by D2D's Facebook page for the latest Like Saver deal. Unlock a coupon for 50% off Homefront from THQ. Hurry, though, the deal expires on Monday morning. Yay, they do say DirectDrive has over 3,000 of today's hottest PC and Mac games.
And they were just bought by games. GameStop, so they should have a lot. The one thing I have to say, since we got 4 minutes left, I found out that you guys should know, you, those of you who go to GameStop quite often and you have your points saved up because you want to put it towards something, as of now, you cannot use them to purchase games. I think I had enough to have a $20 card or something like that, but you can't use it in the store. So if you're going to use it, you have to use it online, and it has to be something that's available in that store, and not all of it is linked to direct to drive either. So good luck with that.
That sounds weird.
That sucks, actually. I don't know.
That
I don't know.
Sounds like a ripoff.
It does. I don't know if they're planning to implement it in the future or not. But right now, you simply cannot. Because I was all excited because, you know, I went and got rid of that Harry Potter, and I was like, I'm gonna walk out with this being next to nothing because I love when I do that. But it didn't happen. Still had to pay.
I got Black Ops this morning. I found a $50 gift card in my purse that hadn't been used.
That's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. So I walked out of there, paid like $14 for Black Ops.
That's nice.
That was nice. That was a good way to start the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I was not looking forward to putting out $60. So you boys, I'm going to be killing y'all all weekend.
She will, because we can't do any zombie hunting.
I know, no zombie hunting.
It's a sad, sad day.
So sad. So sad.
All right, we've got about 3 minutes. Should I share the story I just found with you? The first ever Moshville motion control game for Mac and PC. I think I got time to share you up real quick.
For Mac and PC.
Mac and PC, those crazy Irish people. Independent Irish games company called Omni Motion Technology officially launched Sumo, the first game in the world to feature their proprietary motion flow motion control technology for PC and Mac. They're saying all you need to play is not your Kinect, not your Wii sensor bar, not your PlayStation Move, but just a webcam. Mm-hmm. Right now it's in its open beta phase, and they also won the United Nations 2011 World Summit Award. And Sumo, of course, is a physics-based combat puzzle game that allows for accurate motion control gesture recognition, gaming on almost any computer. I'm sorry, it runs on almost any computer. Players can use gentle Tai Chi-type moves to guide their character through Sumo school before taking on a host of enemies in survival quests and challenges. With no requirement to purchase extensive console peripherals and software, OmniMotion's unique motion flow interface means accurate, high-def motion gaming is now available to everyone, with the on-screen action dictated entirely by the movement of the player's head, hands, or body. There is a free trial version available right now at sumobattle.com. Alternatively, a browser-based classic version is available to sample and share on Facebook, while Sumo has also been adapted as well into an iPhone and iPad format with multi-touch controls and console standard graphics. You can look for Sumo. Actually, I think I've posted that already. So go ahead and check that out. It looks to be pretty interesting and probably going to I don't think anybody's noticed yet, but probably going to change the whole game that's just done with a webcam. And you don't have to buy anything because most PCs now come standard with webcam built in. So
yeah.
Interesting.
That is interesting. Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, it's wobbly.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Oh, no, you didn't.
You will be running forever. Oh, no, you didn't. Until I get my vengeance, I will never end.
All right, guys, we'll see you bright and early Monday. Oh, we're supposed to tell you our E3 coverage.
I'm a mercenary.
Every day.
You ain't got a prayer.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And you get an extended show on Thursday. So 2 hours for all of us. Oh, God.
Yay. Oh, Lord.
Gotta stop.
That's not good.
That's gotta stop. Anyway, we'll see you guys bright and early Monday. Ginger, tell the people bye.
Goodbye, boys and girls.